to whom our fathers would not be obedient, but rejected him, and turned back in their hearts to Egypt, saying to Aaron, Make us gods that will go before us, for as for this Moses, who led us out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. They made a calf in those days, and brought a sacrifice to the idol, and rejoiced in the works of their hands, but God turned, and gave them over to worship the host of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophets, Did you offer to me sacrifices and offerings 40 years in the wilderness, O house of Israel? You took up the tabernacle of Moloch, and the star of your god Rephan, the images that you made to worship them. Therefore I will exile you beyond Babylon. Our fathers had the tabernacle of the testimony in the wilderness, even as he who spoke to Moses commanded him to make it according to the pattern that he had seen, which also our fathers, in their turn, brought in with Joshua when they entered into the possession of the nations, whom God drove out before the face of our fathers, to the days of David, who found favor in the sight of God, and asked to find a habitation for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house. However, the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands, as the prophet says, Heaven is my throne, and the earth a footstool for my feet. What kind of house will you build me? Says the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? Did not my hand make all these things? You stiff-necked and uncircumcised and hardened ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so you do. Which of the prophets did not your fathers persecute? They killed those who foretold the coming of the Righteous One, of whom you have now become betrayers and murderers. You received the law as it was ordained by angels, and did not keep it. Now when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, looked up steadfastly into heaven, and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And he said, Look, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they shouted out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and rushed at him with one accord. They threw him out of the city, and stoned him. The witnesses placed their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. They stoned Stephen as he called out, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. He kneeled down, and shouted out, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he fell asleep.